Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome into this third hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition, the 28th day of July 2006. The first hour, we went to the Middle East and got a report on DU being used, chemical, biological weapons being used. We know the munitions that carry them have been photographed, and how the UN peacekeepers have been deliberately targeted to get rid of witnesses of Israeli atrocities. Last hour, we talked about America, Freedom to Fascism, that premieres tonight at AMC Barton Creek 14, and that is inside the mall there. You can buy tickets at movietickets.com, and I'm going to be there again introducing and giving a speech and taking a question and answer after the film, so hope to see you there. And if you can't make that showing throughout the weekend, they've got a bunch of showings there at the AMC Barton Creek. In this hour, we're going to have wide open phones. It's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. My websites, of course, are Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, MartialLaw911.info, PrisonPlanet.com, and Infowars.com. Be sure and check them out daily. Some of the other news I want to get to is I want to get back into how they're trying to push vaccines that that change brain chemistry, that actually attack the receptors in the brain to narcotic-type drugs from nicotine to cocaine. This will also damage your ability to be happy, because what do you think nicotine and cocaine and heroin do? They plug in and simulate naturally occurring endorphins in the body, these plant compounds, and then some of the inorganic synthetic compounds the government's produced and then put out on the black market to then create a phony drug war. Oh, yes. They also simulate what natural compounds in the body do. So this is really big news, because I've been talking about this for years, and now it's in the Washington Post. Big news on the police state here domestically, and a lot more coming up. But right now, let's go to your calls. David in San Francisco. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, hi, Alex. That was good to interview. I was actually hoping to talk to Aaron Russo and myself. We've got a little internet radio station out here in San Francisco based through IndieBay.org. And he's also going to premiere another movie just tomorrow night called Valley of the Wolves. And that's kind of a significant one about atrocities in Iraq. But I don't know if you caught, let's see, on the 19th, the Senate Banking Committee
got... Did he make Valley of the Wolves, too?
I think he's tied to it. We got the link through him, and he may be an executive producer.
Well, he's a busy little bee.
Yeah, I know. And that's going to show, I think, in Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth, as well as a number of other... about six different cities around the nation, L.A., New York, Florida.
Good. Good. What else is on your mind?
Well, the other thing, on the 19th, the Senate Banking Committee had Bernanke on. I don't know if you caught that. It's still on C-SPAN in their archive.
Well, I know. I got an AP article. Inflation numbers are way up today. I think I'm going to get to that later.
Well, and, there's a quote, though, that, and I even have it queued up if you want it. Bernanke is asked by one of the senators, and I can't quite tell who the senator is.
But it's Fed chairman, for those that don't know. What was he asked?
I've got it queued up. Essentially, he's asked, how come your members of your board don't oppose in the increases of the interest rates? And Bernanke actually comes up with an admission that the Bank of England is a member. And if you'd like it, I'll play it for you right now.
Well, we can't play it right now because we're up against a break, and we're a network, so it's all satellite-based, and we got to break exactly on time. When you come back, I'll let you recap that and play the clip if it sounds okay. Thank you. We'll be right back with David in San Francisco, then Ed in Pennsylvania, and many, many others. I'm trying to dig out the story I've got somewhere here in my stack, I believe I have it, about the what's happening with inflation. Stay with us.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I'll get into this AP headline. Economy slows sharply, inflation heats up. Riot eruptions in southwest China. We'll tell you why, how it ties into what's happening here in the U.S. We're going to go to David, Ed, Jason, George, John, and others here in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific. C-SPAN 1 is going to be airing American Perspectives, an hour and 50 minutes of our 9/11 symposium out in Los Angeles, California, on the 24th and 25th of last month. They're finally airing it, probably thanks to the wonderful pressure you've put on them. So now we need to thank them. We'll see if they air it, though, but it's on their schedule. We have press releases on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about this. Please email it to everybody. Post it on every message board. Get it out to everyone in your area, call into radio talk shows, and tell them. If you want to know the truth about 9/11, tune in tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern, on C-SPAN 1. And almost every cable system in the country, in fact, I think everyone does, has C-SPAN 1. It even goes with basic cable. They changed those regulations a few years ago. So it is just all over the place. Everybody who has cable in the U.S. or Dish Network is able to get this. But even if you don't have Dish Network or cable, you can go online to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com tomorrow and tune in to it via the Internet. They have a video stream of it that we are linked to, and we made it easy for you. It's kind of hard to find, so we posted it on the site. And then, of course, I'll be back Sunday, hard-working guy in radio, new Sunday show I'm developing with MS Communications for syndication in the next few months, but you can listen via the web to KLBJ 590 from 4 to 6 p.m. So much happening in the world. I'm going to be working now 6 days a week, always did to begin with, really work 7 days a week, but it's a hard-hitting 2 hours with great guests and your calls, 4 to 6 p.m. on KLBJ. You can tune in via the web as well. Now, David called from San Francisco, for those that missed his call in the last segment. He brought up Edward Bernanke, the new Federal Reserve Chairman, who's called Mr. Helicopter, Helicopter Ben, because he said that he literally wants to drop money on populations from helicopters. That may sound good on the surface, but they've already doubled the money supply in the last 6 years. They've devalued the currency by 97%. A dollar's worth 3 cents on what it was just 100 years ago. And he's talking about doubling it in the next 3 years. And you've noticed the dollar's gone down in value massively. So this is a way to get rid of our, quote, national debt or abate it to some extent, but that's how Mexico and other countries do it, too. This is banana republic activity, and this is robbing you. So, David, does that I mean, you say you've got some clip of the Fed chief you want to play. Specifically, what are we about to hear?
Okay, this is from the 19th of July. The Senate Banking Committee has Bernanke in there, and this is Senator Bunning of Kentucky. He's asking him a question about whether the Fed chairman and various of the 13 chapters, so to speak, have any independent minds of their own, or do they all kind of mindlessly answer? And what the response from Bernanke is well, we do have some independence, and for example, the Bank of England is one of our and one of our committees, and they decided not to approve the raise, even though the raise went through. So here comes Senator Bunning.
Yeah, this is global government being admitted in the open. Will you please burn me a copy or make me a copy of this tape and mail it to me?
You know, I could probably burn a copy and put it on radio.indymedia.org.
Yeah, and then that wouldn't be usable for local television in Austin.
Okay, well, either way,
will you blow up video like that unless you had an FTP site or something?
Well, you can get it. It's still on C-SPAN as a audio file or maybe a video file as well. So this.
Well, sir, do you have audio or video?
I have a copy that came from CNBC, but I just checked C-SPAN.
So you're saying I'm a pretty busy fellow. You're saying you won't do me the favor of mailing it to me. Hey,
well, I can
cool.
see about it, but
no,
I...
Yeah, you know what? Don't worry about it. It's too much trouble. Go ahead and play the clip for us.
Okay, here comes.
Too much trouble.
I don't get many of them from here. That's okay. Fed minutes say that there is a discussion of a range of options, but it turns out that the vote is almost always unanimous. I had to go back, I can't remember when, the last dissenting vote in the FOMC committee occurred. Leading up to the June meeting, public statements by some of the Fed members indicated there might be a pause, but once again the vote was unanimous to raise rates. How much serious debate is there really if the Fed keeps coming up with unanimous decisions?
Senator, different committees have different approaches to decision-making. The Monetary Policy Committee in the U.K., for example, is a, like the Senate, is a where everybody votes, you know, directly. And in a recent occasion, the governor of the Bank of England was voted down in his recommendation.
Gee, that would be a very pleasant surprise
yeah.
at times.
In the Federal Reserve, you cut it, right?
Yeah, will you turn it off for a second?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Dave, I'm going to be honest with you. It's really hard for us to get stuff done. We're totally overwhelmed. I'm kind of shocked that you won't make me a copy of that and mail it to me.
And I just don't have the good technology like other people do. I was able to catch this off CNBC, and, you know, if I take it, I can take it down to our little pirate radio station, and it's kind of a four-stage process to make an audio clip.
When did he testify? What's the date?
It's the 19th, and again, this is Senator Bunning, B-U-N-N-I-N-G, of Kentucky, and it's toward the end, if I understand right. I only caught about 20 minutes of this off CNBC, but it is still available. And
how long did he testify?
I think it's listed on C-SPAN as 2.5 hours. So,
yeah, here's the problem. I don't want to get into the backside of it, but sometimes they even refuse to send us stuff. But the other point to it is, yeah, I'm sure I can go find an audio file of it. I mean, I have an audio file of it now. I need the video file, and so if you're not going to use that, why don't you just mail me the original, and I'll even send you a free Terror Storm. Just put in there that I said I'd give you a Terror Storm, but mail that to me, okay?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll see if I can find a friend that can DVD burn it.
Okay, just make sure it's not, you know, screwed up or something.
Yeah, well, we'll do.
Okay, hey, man, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. I mean, nobody said this stuff was easy, but I need your help on stuff like this, folks. And so much, we don't have a huge research staff or the capital to, you know, do a lot of this. We need your help when you see stuff like this to mark it, to label it, and to send it to us. We really do need your help. We appreciate your help. Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, have you been seeing these Capital One commercials with the barbarians?
I saw those years ago. They still running those where if you don't have the Capital One, these barbarians will come kill you?
Oh, yes. And the latest one is they're running a summer camp, and they're sitting around with the little kids at a campfire singing a song, burn a village to the ground, do-da. They're teaching the little kids that song.
Well, there is a lot of propaganda in television. I mean, going back 10 years, they had propaganda running on Lockheed commercials about how wonderful thumb scanning is, and then notice magically it's going into our driver's license now.
Just burn the village to the ground, do-da. Teaching little kids that. I mean, it's horrible, especially what's going on in...
Well, it's funny. The Marine Corps, this was in mainstream news, what, 4 years ago, one of their main new chants that's authorized and used Corps-wide is, I can't say it, it's too profane, but they talk about calling out the school children, giving them candy, and then mowing them down, which is what Joseph Mengele actually did for entertainment. Give them little chocolate bars and blow their heads off with a Luger. But the Marines actually chant about killing children, and then they train them, will you kill your parents if ordered? Yes, sir. And in the past, that wasn't done. That's a new thing. It's about killing Americans. They chant about killing the American people.
I've been listening to this show for 5 years, Alex, and you're really coming a long way. It's fantastic.
Oh, I've come a long way. Well, thank you.
You know what I mean. It's just been getting better and better, and, you know, we're right out on the forefront now.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, I know the show has come a long way, and the country's come a long way, and all of us are learning together. I appreciate your call. What's happened is 5-6 years ago, I was so hyper, so much energy, that I was out of control, and I still am to a certain extent now. I don't want to say burned out, but I've kind of sawed off my edges in a lot of ways. Still got quite a few edges, though, but people seem to like me a little more subdued occasionally. But, you know, we really shouldn't be too subdued in hindsight of what's happening in this country. It's pretty bad. We should be upset. And the fact that we've lost the capacity to get upset shows why we're in the shape we're in. Let's talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was watching a video by Tex Mars the other day about Roman Catholicism, and I was wondering, you don't speak a lot, sometimes you do, but I was wondering if you could give me your views on both Wojtyla and Ratzinger,
Well, I know who Ratzinger is. He's Benedict the... What is he, Benedict the... What's his number? I forget.
I don't even know. Wojtyla was John Paul II. So.
Yeah, sure, the Polish fellow.
Yes, sir. And I was wondering, could you give me your opinion on their position in the New World Order? And I mean, when I saw the Pope having every religion in the world gathered at what's supposed to be, you know, Yahushua's pulpit, snake charmers and Hindus.
No, I mean, listen, I appreciate your call. Let me comment on it before we go to break. There are hundreds of different sects of Christians and groups out there, and I have a lot of Catholic friends that are good friends of mine that are good people that do good works, but I see the Protestants totally taken over. I see the Catholics totally taken over. The Pope Benedict, he's been the new guy. Ratzinger's been calling for a new world order every week or two. Pope John Paul II, calling for a new world order, yeah, saying all the religions were the same, having hundreds of religions there at the St. Peter's Basilica. It's total blasphemy. It's totally evil. And any Catholic that looks and watches that and says that it isn't has got their head screwed on sideways. But at the same time, I don't get into what all the other shows do that don't reach people, is fight about all these sects and all these people. I just worship God, and I love Jesus, and I fight evil. And I try to do good works, and I try to have love in my heart, and I try to have courage, and I try to fight corruption. And do I think the Catholic Church runs everything? No, I don't. Do I think evil's running the Catholic Church right now? Yeah, certainly is. And just like the Protestants can't see how evil our church has gotten, the Catholics can't either. I mean, it's Satan run.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Let's move through some more of your calls, and then I'll get into a bunch of news I haven't even hit on yet. Believe me, we will take time to cover the news, so stay with us. John in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing, man?
Good, sir.
I just want to talk about Terror Storm, man. If people didn't see that, man, it's just amazing. It's just, I mean, it just starts out with this hardcore bass line, man, and just gets even better. You got the fax, man. And I just like to listen to your show, man, just sit back, smoke a bong, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. You sound like a great caller, John, but I it's a 50% chance it's got pranking involved in it, so I'm going to let you go. But thank you so much, John. That's great. Gio in New York, you're on the air, Gio.
Hey, big fan here. Alex, and but I'm a little bit disturbed with you. I know you're one of these guys that doesn't attack anyone, but I really think you need to address David Ray Griffin's pro-globalization writings and his pagan kind of satanic kind of new world religion.
Well, I've heard he's written some new worldly things. I haven't read what he's written. All I know is he's gone on C-SPAN and laid out scholarly dissertations on 9/11 being an inside job, and it's woken up a lot of people. And when he was last on as a guest, it was brought up by multiple callers. And so, I mean, I do attack globalists, and I know that's why Griffin has been so respected, because he's been involved with people in the CFR and his high level.
Sir, have you looked at Kevin Barrett's writings on planetization, Islamic planetization?
No, I haven't.
Look, I hope you do, and that's all I have to suggest. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And you want to add some more, Gio? I mean, this is real criticism right now. I appreciate this. Go ahead. Anything else?
You know, I would just say that there appears to be some sort of co-option of the leadership of the 9/11 truth movement. I don't include yourself in that, but there's a lot of links between the Ford Foundation and Hewlett and another bunch of foundations that are supporting people like Griffin and Ahmed in London, who, by the way, support Sharia law. And, you know, it's just disturbing because it seems like we're being manipulated into a direction that's actually anti-American and giving aid and comfort to those people that want to destroy the United States.
How long have you been listening to this show?
A long time.
Did you hear me on the day of 9/11 and then 6 months in and a year in say that the globalists may allow 9/11 to come out to then blame the U.S. and England as if we are the only New World Order system and then make the U.N.-style U.N. look like the savior and that we had to guard against that? So I don't know if you heard me say that in the past.
I've heard you say that, and I'm trying to add support to
that.
Well,
no, I think you're, I mean, I don't, who was the next name you gave? You only gave a last name. Who are you talking about?
There's a Islamic guy that Barrett praises. He's a 9/11 researcher based out of London.
I believe I've interviewed him once before. He based his first book on a lot of my work. I'm even footnoted there, and I believe he's set up next week. Afiz Ahmed?
Mossad Ahmed. I don't have that.
No, I don't think that's it then. Well, send me your specifics on him. And Griffin, look, here's the problem, and I appreciate your call. You know, I get criticism like, why hasn't Alex promoted freedom to fascism? Well, I did promote it 2 months ago, and then when Aaron Russo was here in town, he was too busy to come in studio and do an in-studio interview, and then I just had him on. So then I kind of feel bad. Sometimes people go, well, you haven't promoted everybody, you should. I try to. I don't know everything. It's like people also think that I'm omnipresent, and that I mean, I do a lot of research. I'm on more of the cutting edge than most people. I mean, I know I work harder than anybody in this movement. I mean, there's no debating. I mean, it's not hype when I say, for the last 8-9 months, I was working 16, 17 hours a day, some days 20 hours. Some days I'd brush my teeth at 3 a.m., and I'd get up at 7 a.m. a lot of days. And, boy, now I've kind of come down off of that. I'm just working about 10 hours a day, and that's when it hits you afterwards. I'm just exhausted. I look like I'm about 50 years old. I'm 32, ladies and gentlemen. But then at the same time, I'll have some guests on, and I get all these emails. Did you know your guest once said this, you know, 5 years ago or that? Another thing is we have to realize that some people are probably bad, are wolves in sheep's clothing. Other people are members of the establishment who we don't totally agree with, but that have come over to our side, that are waking up to what's happening, that are realizing what's going on, and we have to be ready to see that as a good thing. But I cannot, you know everything that everybody's written. Everybody, I mean, look, here's an example. Professor Jim Fetzer. He loves Al Gore, and he thinks global warming's real and all the rest of it. And I know that's bad and that's not true, but he's right on 9/11, and I know he's a good guy, and I know him personally. And these guys aren't going to come over to our side, the anti-New World Order side, completely overnight. But clearly, we are recruiting them. They're not recruiting us. Clearly, we're deprogramming them. They're not programming us. And we're going to win this thing. We are going to win this thing. I know that. And I'm ready for victory. What about you? All right, we'll be right back with more calls and more news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band.
Declaring
independence. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty. For their descendants.
For their descendants.
That's us. That's you.
Thanks to the renegade.
That's I.
Free today.
All right, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a few minutes, but let me get into news now. Some of the other news we haven't covered, as promised. This is out of the Associated Press today. Economy slows sharply. Inflation heats up. The economy's growth slowed sharply in the second quarter, logging just 2.5% pace as consumers tightened their belts and spending on home building dived. Inflation, however, shot up. The latest snapshot of gross domestic product released by the Commerce Department on Friday showed the overall pace of economic activity in the April to June quarter was less than half of that in January to the March quarter, when the economy zipped along at 5.6% annual rate, the fastest in 2.5 years. Gross domestic product measures the value of all goods and services produced within the United States and is considered the best barometer of the country's economic standing. The second quarter's performance, which reflected the bite of high energy prices and rising interest rates on people and businesses, as well as a cooling in the once red-hot housing market, was weaker with 3% pace analysts were forecasting. The 2.5% pace was the lowest at a 1.8% growth rate in final quarter of 2005, when the economy was suffering fallout from the devastating Gulf Coast hurricanes.
even though the economy cooled in the second quarter, inflation heated up. An inflation gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve showed that core prices, excluding food and energy, jumped to 2.9% in the second quarter, far outside the Fed's comfort zone, that was up from 2.1% increase in the first quarter and marked the highest inflation reading since the third quarter of 94, when core inflation rose by 3.2%. Now, it goes into oil at 77.3 a barrel, on and on. Let's just stop right there. Okay? You don't have to be an economist to know what's going on, though we've interviewed some of the most prestigious economists in the world and routinely every day read their writings. You have the real economists and the real economic papers that the elites, the big brokerage funds, the hedge funds, the central banks, the people with the real money that control it read every day. And those are public. Then you have the stuff the general public is fed and occasionally truths like we just saw in the Associated Press. The bases of what is taught in the universities today, what is pushed as real economic policy and economic terms, the very nomenclature or dictionary, the thesaurus we use, is a fraud. Okay, we've had wild inflation in this country for 80-plus years since the Federal Reserve came in. We've seen a 97% devaluation in the value of the dollar. And that has been hidden post-World War II by the dollar being the world reserve currency tagged to the price of crude oil and then petrol, gasoline that you put in your car or that runs power plants, that runs the electricity in your home, runs the factories of this country. And eggs may be the same price they were 10 years ago, and milk may be the same price it was 10 years ago. And there's a few staples they keep down through consolidation. And you can still buy $30 DVD players made by slaves in China. But housing, transportation, energy, education, medical care, the inflation is several thousand points, depending on which index you look at, in the last 20 years alone. And if you look at the graph, it's several thousand points between 1,500 and 3,000, depending on what gauge you look at. It's hard to tell, but we know it's way up. There's so many different weird numbers and government manipulation of statistics. But if you look at the hard numbers, it's bad. And now it's ramping up in the last 20 years. But now, for a while, it was going up gradually. Now it's shooting up like a rocket. It's like a plane that took off horizontally and then just went straight up. And the dollar's been devalued by 40-plus percent. It gyrates between 42 and 47, moving back and forth on a daily basis. And they've robbed your savings. They've robbed my meager savings that I've tried to put away for my children's future. And they've given us some tiny tax cuts, which are an illusion. The real tax is on the value of your dollar, and then hence everything going up in price. And I don't know how you explain to some yuppie that, hey, you don't want an 8% tax cut from George Bush. What you want is your dollar to stay the same or get better in value, or at least slowly slide, not plunge downward into the abyss. And it's all been done by design. These foreign banks, we heard the clip earlier, and it's true, the Bank of Germany, the Bank of England, the Bank of the Netherlands, the Bank of France, the Japanese central banks, they're all owned by a few private families. Federal Reserve's owned by about eight different families, the dominant stock in it. Imagine, they came in, paid off the politicians, 1913, shut up their own banks, called it federal, and then private families started literally ordering the currency supply to go up or down and literally loan money themselves at 0% interest and then charge us interest and lend out $10 for every dollar they have in a bank. It's just a total fraud. And it is a vortex, a black hole, a Ponzi scheme designed to create booms and busts, which the average person cannot escape. That is, some people can be so crafty in everyday business or have such a good product that you end up becoming wealthy or middle class or surviving comfortably, whatever you're shooting for. But on average, it is a predatory economy where we have higher levels of debt than they did in the depths of the Depression in late 1933. The highest debt ratio ever in the United States in our 230 years and 1 month or whatever it is. Less than a month. Let's be technical. 230 years and 24 days. Okay. So, it's bad. It's scary. And the New World Order will not allow this economic collapse to happen unless they can stage it and pose as our saviors and blame it on somebody else in the process. And a lot of times when they think there's going to be an economic collapse, they will stage a war or stage a terror attack to kind of smoke screen it. To kind of, oh, well, the stock market plunged because Al-Qaeda hit us when the stock market was really plunging in the week before 9/11. So they may just have the military forces over there and be telling us terrorists are going to hit us any minute here domestically, and we're going to have World War III because if this global system does collapse, because their bankers are openly saying they may not be able to control it, central bankers are, then they can just pop off a nuke or release nerve gas or release smallpox or bird flu or chicken little flu or whatever it's going to be, and use that kind of as the emotional salve to direct all of our anger and energy off of going into a depression onto that. And I'm not trying to fearmonger. This Ponzi scheme may go on for another 5 years, another 20, but I doubt it. When the Times of London is saying we may have a worldwide depression, or we're going to have one, and the question is, will the elite be able to position themselves to protect themselves and come out winning in this, or will they come out losing? See, for the first time in modern history, real elites are openly talking about losing their shirts. They've gotten so greedy, they've been so competitive with each other, in the hedge funds, in the stock markets, and in the bonds, and in the real estate, that they're all leveraged, competing with it. It's nuts. This is the same elite that's using depleted uranium worldwide. The same elite putting mercury in vaccines and letting hundreds of thousands of people in the West get AIDS and hepatitis C, knowingly putting it in the Factor VIII. I mean, these people they dump nerve gas in the ocean. They throw nuclear reactors in lakes. I mean, they're crazy. The elites of old were at least more controlled and weren't as aggressive in everything they were doing. And there is a split now in the Bilderberg Group. We verified it. A 4+ year split now that's getting wider as some of the more conservatives of the New World Order, and by conservative, I don't mean that in the classical liberal conservative term of politics. I mean, they want to be more conservative about how they enslave us and how they consolidate and maintain their power systems. So I just see so many crossing issues, so many crises, so many problems that are converging together that I look into the future with all of this data and information, and it's a confluence, a perfect storm, you could say, and the New World Order's answer is warfare, some type of unifying effect through these crises that they've engineered, but now that are so bad it may even implode on them. Iraq's a perfect microcosm example. We got 1983 Israeli documents, 1990 neocon documents, 96 neocon documents, Pentagon documents, where they say we're going to break Iraq in three pieces, send the U.S. military in, and then invade Lebanon and do all of this and take over the whole Middle East. And we want civil war and sectarian strife and to play the different parties off against each other in every sector. But now they've done such a good job of that that it's imploding so badly in Iraq, we may physically get kicked out of there. And we're now totally bivouacked, hiding out in our armored citadels that are only there to ensure that the chaos continues. And we have open public Pentagon documents. They're implementing it. And still the American people, still the left, can't even figure out that's what this war is about. That's, oh, look what a bad job George Bush has done. No, he's done an excellent job. It's like the drug war. Oh, the government's done a horrible job. There's triple the heroin, double the cocaine, more people in prison every year, you know, crime at the same level it was 20 years ago, not going down. Robberies and stuff are up. Actual violent crime's a little bit down, but it all averages together to a plane at a very high level. No, the drug war is a fabulous, rip-roaring, insane success, flying colors, three-ring circus success. Government and banks ship it in, control it, arrest people, put them in private prisons that they built and control and own, building products at 20 cents an hour, displacing American workers. And an excuse to bust in everybody's house and look for the drugs the government shipped in. I mean, what a sick joke. So I tell the young people, no matter how hard they push it on you or how Hollywood promotes it or how much you see it, don't use drugs. It's not cool. It is destructive, it is bad, and it's only meant to get you in a prison system working for the drug cartels, okay? When you hear about a drug cartel getting busted, That's some cowboy that wasn't paying their cut. Or somebody that didn't play ball. Okay? I digress in the economy off into the drug war. It's just that we have totally ruthless scum running things. That's why they're in power. When you don't have an active, involved, good, well-meaning, patriotic, loving, strong, moral population, you get a tyranny, and then by its very nature, a tyranny then gets worse and worse because more and more evil people move into government to capitalize on the trough, and then it's a big battle to the strongest and most wicked of who gets to sit on top of a pile of skulls, and you get the system we're in right now, a race to the bottom. The New World Order doesn't want you to have a nice house and a pool. They don't want you to have two cars and go on vacation and put your kids through college. They don't want you to be independent and happy. I covered this earlier, Washington Post, today, and we reposted some of the London Guardian and Times and other articles about it. They're going to try to force you to take a vaccine that attacks your brain and openly with viruses. And the body has they're going to inject you with viruses that cause an autoimmune response in the receptor sites of the neurons of the brain to actually create, quote, plaques in the brain tissue so you cannot be happy. What do you think narcotics imitate? They imitate what is normally in the brain when your body rewards you, when your brain rewards you. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten. Is they're proposing making everyone in England take a shot to where you won't want heroin, cocaine, or nicotine anymore. By the way, they even send the Washington Post, or as much food, yeah. The same stuff that drives those desires. Folks, that's the nature of humanity. You're meant to feel good. You just don't need the drugs to do it. I feel good right now. The problem is I'm all strung out on adrenaline and endorphins on the real thing. I am an actual drug addict for what's produced in my brain. And by the way, that's what the New World Order is targeting. They are upset. What do you think mercury's in the vaccines for? Because it attacks the cerebral cortex and gives the average individual who has received the round of 30-plus shots by the age of 18 months an average of a 20-point IQ reduction. Just like in Brave New World. Remember Aldous Huxley? Right before he died, 2 months before, at Berkeley, California, in 62, gave a speech saying, hey, my brother ran the UN UNESCO. Hey, this is eugenics. This is real. This book is about what we're really going to do to you. I'm here to warn you. This is real. We already have people in London laboratories I've been at, mentally ill patients who have wires in their heads with circuitry controlling them. 62. Right before he died, when he knew he was dying. And in that book, they take the embryos and they x-ray them to brain damage them so that they don't ask questions. Every few months I see a report in a major city where a cop files a suit, a cadet, because they've got over 100 IQ and no one above 100 IQ is allowed. Why do you think that is? Because someone with over 100 IQ, which is over average intelligence, is more statistically apt to question and to see through propaganda. And so rather than elites throughout history selecting kind of the mind-numb, square-head type to serve them, they are now simply going directly to the babies and brain-damaging your babies at point-blank range. And now they're going to do it openly to all of us, forcibly, through the New Freedom Initiative and other initiatives with vaccines. That's not even the right name. With brain-damaging viral attacks. Washington Post. And they're selling it like it's the next best thing to sliced bread and a wonderful thing. They're selling it like it's a walk in the park. They're selling it like it's a piece of cake. They're selling it like it's all sunshine and giggles. And folks, it isn't. These brain-altering, brain chemistry, permanent brain-wrecking drugs and viral attack, pathogenic bio-attacks, packaged as vaccines, are the next big wave, and they're talking about engineering it into food, where you can't escape it. They're talking about putting it in the water, and then you question whether they already put stuff in the water. There's other reasons people aren't waking up and fighting back at the levels they should right now. You see, this is prima facie caught red-handed evidence that they're trying to alter your brains and trying to make it mandatory. And you're going to hear it all over radio and TV in the next 5 years, how you've got to give your kids these shots. Now getting approved right now. And they're going to come with SWAT teams within 5 to 10 years, armored vehicles to give you these shots. And then you won't feel as bad anymore, will you? Then you won't... Folks, you think I'm joking, but this is the power of the broadcast and what I'm... what I see and what I know. What I have going for me is that I know what they're doing, and you're not going to believe me now. But when they come for you with those injections, I want you to remember. I want you to remember what I told you and what I warned you about. I want you to realize the megalomaniacal evil we're facing so we can defeat these creatures and bring them down. Final segment straight ahead.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took on the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm sorry to the callers. I just can't get any more calls. We're out of time here. I got some more news I want to hit, and it's too important not to cover it. I'll be on the radio this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on News Radio 590 KLBJ. You can listen via the web. In the next few months, we're going to be syndicating it to some cities around the United States. Hopefully getting Genesis to pick it up Sunday afternoons, too. But we got to work all that out first. But 4 to 6 p.m., you can listen at InfoWars.com. And, of course, C-SPAN to air an hour and 50 minutes of the 9/11 neocon agenda from L.A. last month. That's coming up Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Details at InfoWars.com. Please tell everybody about that. And don't forget, you can now listen to my radio show that we do live each day from 11 to 2 on the Internet. We just air it over and over and over again. People kept asking for it, so we air it back-to-back over and over and over and over again. If you want to be able to, if you miss any part of the show or anything, or want to tune in on your leisure when it's good for you, we do that for you. We pay for that now, so you have that for free up there. Riots erupt in southwest China. You got to hand it to the Chinese, folks. They come try to take their property. 10,000 farmers will riot with clubs against hundreds of cops with machine guns, and they mow the people down, but the people then beat them to death. Oh, yeah, they've been losing a lot of the big riots the government has over there. Chinese are more founding father than we are. Yep. Riots erupted in southwest China after boy beaten. About 2,000 people in the southwestern Chinese city attacked officials and smashed offices and cars last week after a 14-year-old student was beaten up by officials. A witness in human rights group said Thursday the riot in Bazhong in Xinjiang province began after a middle school student tried to help a street vendor who was being harassed by city officials. A hotel worker who saw the incident said, and the report is they beat the boy to death with their billy clubs. So groups of old people, young people rioted, went in and beat up and brutally, it says some of the Chinese officials and people are in the hospital. Serves the scum right. And it just goes into that. And I forgot this article yesterday. I thought this would dovetail nicely in with this. China activist beat himself up, BBC. Chinese investigators say activist Fu Jiankai, who was paralyzed after a severe beating inflicted by blows on himself, according to a rights body. You got to love it, folks. They beat the guy till he's paralyzed, and they say that all the time. Oh, no, they beat themselves. Though we've got video of running over students with tanks. Mr. Fu, who campaigned for people displaced by Three Gorge Dam, was beaten up returning home after he was summoned by police in Hubei province. I mean, poor guy. You ever see the picture of him beaten half to death with a broken back? But he did it to himself. We're the government. We're a bunch of criminal thugs with a flag, with badges, telling you that you're our slaves. And here in the U.S. and England, they're talking about in England making it the law, and here making it the law, to make you take vaccines that actually brain damage you, actually create plaques in the brain. Can you say Alzheimer's? This is one of the biggest stories out there, and nobody else, the news covers it every few months. I yell and scream. None of the other truth media seem to freak out over this like I do. Maybe you guys out there can get them to. Here's one out of the U.S., Philadelphia, where they arrest Christians for praying on street corners and charge them as terrorists and try to send them to jail for 47 years. Man arrested for taking cell phone photo of police activity. A Philadelphia family said they were outraged over the arrest of one of their family members. The family of Mr. Cruz said police had no right to come onto their property and arrest a 21-year-old son simply because he was using a cell phone camera. They told the story, and he just took a picture. What is it, out the window of them doing something to somebody, and they saw it. I see this every day now, where they arrest us for having cameras, but then they have cameras everywhere, and they're listening to our phone calls. Again, government's gone criminal. What can't you understand? It's the majority in world history. It's what normally happens. You believe in what we're doing, go to InfoWars.com right now and order Terror Storm. Get Martial Law. Get all my films. Get as many as you can. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. Your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. But the most important reason is these are powerful videos that'll wake people up. InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 or watch everything online at PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, if tickets keep selling for the Dallas event, there won't be any left in 5 days the way they're selling right now. So you better get those too.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.